Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Feral Audio.
You're gonna sit here now? Hey, fine. Get out of here. For the record, it's Danny and Mike. My name is first. He got it for Pete and Pete because he's older, but this is my time.
Yeah,
this
whoever is my time that, now. Thank you.
Welcome to episode 6 of The Adventures of Danny and Mike.
Yeah.
Live at Sketchfest 2014.
Lovely afternoon here.
At the Chili Punchline.
You need a sweatshirt.
Punchline.
Sweatshirt.
We came from New York, dude.
Yeah. I got a sec.
Oh, it's freezing here. Terrible.
Thanks for having us here at the Punchline. Thank you for bringing out more chairs. We're going to need those. This guy came and stole the chairs at the Embarcadero today, right from under Danny's ass. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I was just trying to eat a cheese and chili tamale. That's all I wanted to do. And then some foreign lady grabs my seat and sticks a stroller underneath the table that we're in and says, "Is anybody sitting here?"
She says, "What a fat baby. How do you feed him?"
And I was feeding myself just fine, thank you.
Yeah, he didn't need the bib, he was all right.
Yeah.
This is our first time on microphones in San Francisco. I don't know if you guys can tell by our easy manner.
Cool, man.
But it's not just us. As you can see, we're only 60% of the chairs here are filled up on stage, and we want to thank and bring to stage at this point two people. Can you pronounce their names, please?
Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon, everybody, from Indoor Kids and many other great things.
Indoor Kids, hello.
Indoors.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this thing on? I'm not even doing a bit. Is it actually on?
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Not that we really need it. Hey, what type of foreign lady?
Yeah, I like that foreign lady. What color?
You gotta paint a picture.
She was Eastern European.
No, she was wearing Ray-Bans, so it's not clear.
Well,
they
have Ray-Bans out there.
They could have been counterfeit.
So wait, are we going to use these or not? We have to.
I don't know.
We do.
We're recording.
It's a podcast. Yeah, it is.
We have to.
Because I was almost with you. I was like, "Oh, this is great. We should definitely just do it like this.
It's so much more fun."
For the listener, Danny just said, "Oh, it's great. We should do it like this."
I'm so glad I didn't wear a skirt. I always have to check in ahead of time to make sure I'm not taking the audience.
I'm also
picture.
Glad I didn't wear a skirt.
I'm not.
Yeah, we did a show, where was it? In LA, where it was this setup and Emily was wearing a skirt and there were some...
skirts.
There was a visual component to the podcast
that
the listeners at home were unable to really appreciate.
I don't know.
We could see her vagina.
I was wearing things.
Yeah, she was wearing panties.
I was wearing plenty of things.
But the panties had a drawing of a vagina.
This is part of the burgeoning LA burlesque comedy scene.
Has anyone done that? Has anyone made panties or just underwear that has a photo, like a picture of the genitals on the outside?
Pretty much every podcast.
$1 million idea.
We come up with $1 million ideas.
That's number three. You just saw one.
Yeah.
We're going to ding that. That's ding.
Yeah, one. Let's. I want to go into business.
Well, this is our third one so far.
Okay, what are the other two?
Go ahead. You do Nikki's.
Nikki Glaser, her $1 billion idea was a Kindle.
That smells like
that
paper.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute.
It's old paper, like an old book. I don't
like Kindles because it doesn't smell like
Or
a
like,
book.
How about a Kindle that opens up and is made of a bunch of papers that are bound together?
$1 billion
With glue. There's only one book per Kindle.
Oh, so you can't download.
How many Kindles do you have to buy if you say if you want all of the Lord of the Rings books?
So three, or if you count The Hobbit,
right, right,
and The Silmarillion,
right,
you're gonna need five.
That's
Kindles.
A lot of yeah.
That's a good nerd ref. Good job, nerd ref.
Yeah, I've never pronounced that word out loud.
Yeah, high fiving for the people at home.
You guys can.
Sorry,
have that.
I'm sorry.
So I think the million dollar idea is it has a, have a drawing of the genitals, but like a slightly better. Genitals than
are
your
there,
own.
Whatever's, are there whatever's genitals under. Than mine?
No, you would be the model for them.
Nice save. Very
that.
Good.
But I'm not going to sit for that. I'm not going to sit for that artist rendering.
Don't worry, I can sketch from memory.
You look really familiar. I don't know why you look so familiar. You just something really reminds. I feel like we've met before. I don't know why.
Oh,
the
man.
Other million idea, dollar idea was Pop-Tarts with Nutella.
Have well, they not done that?
Nutella Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts
yeah.
with Nutella?
Yeah, inside, yeah. inside. Not like, you know, spread on the outside.
Yeah, that is an amazing idea.
Okay, so million dollar ideas.
It's good. Good million dollar idea. What's that scratch on your neck?
What is my latest burn report? Okay, so I was working on The Good Wife this time, and I took some scrims out of a 5,000 watt light, you know, sending 5,000... watts worth of tungsten incandescence at Juliana Margulis's Sculpey head. And I removed one.
What head?
Sculpey.
What is Sculpey?
Can I spell that? S-C-U-L-P-Y?
It's a yeah, we know it's sculpt.
Art thing, right? It's a clay almost.
She's got a
clay head.
Oh, clay head.
Is that a compliment? Or a...
So I took.
She's not coming on the podcast.
I took one scrim out of that light, which is like a metal piece of screen, and I laid it on the top of the set wall, and I turned my head to do something, and I. Burned a large thing on my neck.
Oh, cool
so
thing
I look like I'm in a gang of.
There is a or branded
neck slashers,
like you're a cattle of some sort, or human trafficking.
I would say historically black college football player is my favorite type of branding. If fraternities, those are very.
It's true. There are a,
very painful.
There is. I know at least one black. I knew a bunch of people that had the same like
scarring,
brand on their arm.
Yes. Scarring.
That's a thing that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not been to historically black college or university?
I haven't, and I don't really watch football, so I'm out of this completely. But I do like scars a lot.
Crossover. You're gonna love this.
Yeah. Hello, NCAA. It's your cousin Marvin, NCAA.
I feel like it's on like every.
Here we go.
Every few episodes of Law and Order SVU is like they'll find a little kid who like also has like a branding scar because they're in human trafficking. That's what I know of.
Oh, and then they bring B.D. Wong in.
And then
right?
they bring B.D. Wong in, and he takes care of business.
He's like, this kid is fucked up. Whenever they have him interview a kid, he's like, we gotta kill this kid.
This kid is
a psychopath.
And I'm an expert, and
yeah,
this kid is a
I
monster.
Know.
Pretty sure you guys have been watching a rerun of the same episode of Law and Order.
We might be.
Yeah, we've only watched one episode like 10 times.
I do. If you ever want to have a good time, sing Pat Benatar's We Belong, but replace We Belong with B.D. Wong. It's a great time. It is a great time for you
do
and your
Do it,
friends.
Emily.
Oh, I am not singing on this podcast.
B.D. Wong together. I'm terrible.
B.D. Wong. B.D. Wong together. B.D. Wong. B.D. Wong to the night. B.D. Wong. Nope. Okay, we're done.
We're done.
I was fully expecting.
Thank you.
That was good. Everyone do singing on this podcast.
B.D. Wong night. Belongs to lovers.
Yeah,
B.D. Wong night
belongs to us.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Natalie Merchant does
it. Take me now. Yeah, I do a great Natalie Merchant singing impression.
Yeah. Her biggest song was a song that Bruce Springsteen wrote, so that's what I bring to the conversation.
What is that?
B.D. Wong to the night. B.D. Wong.
That's a Bruce Springsteen
yeah,
joint?
Yeah, it's a Bruce Springsteen joint. Bruce Springsteen wrote that song.
I think I just lost some Jersey credits on that.
Yeah, he did.
I'm from Jersey and I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure that...
He's going to knock on my door.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Dolly Parton wrote Born in the USA, though.
How yep. dare you?
Well, Bruce... they traded. Bruce Springsteen wrote Jolene and she wrote Born in the USA.
Jolene. I think Jolene is the best song ever.
Did you do? You listen to that slowed down a
the
little
slowed
bit?
Slowed down version is
creepy.
Amazing. Do we
creepy.
Have that? Cue it up.
Yeah, thanks,
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Action. No, we don't have
Jeremy,
it.
No?
No?
Could you look under the stool, maybe?
Yeah, it's not here.
Jesus. I think we brought it and left it in the green room.
Got to get the 45.
Thanks to the punchline for this ill green room.
That's what that is.
That is what that is.
Sorry, that's all I can bring to this conversation.
What was the tamale you ate? What was this?
It was a chili and cheese tamale from the farmer's market down the road.
How was it?
It was excellent.
It was amazing.
What was the name of the place?
La Primavera.
Yeah.
Springtime.
Oh. I used
is that
to
what
think,
that means?
I think so.
Oh.
I thought
it's always springtime here. With some of our Italian friends in the audience.
I thought Primavera was a sauce.
Yeah, I thought it was like pasta.
It's that too. It's a spring sauce.
So why are they serving tamales at an Italian place?
It wasn't Italian.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay. Oh, but how? I see where you're going with this.
I used to think tamales were underrated, and then I had one. I used to think they were overrated. I never liked them. They always tasted like wet.
Wet?
Like wet powder, kind of. And then I had one last week, and it was great. But that's the only good tamale I've ever had.
Welcome to tamale time. Everybody have a tamale story?
Tamale time.
Yeah, I got my tamale story all queued up.
What's yours?
I don't.
They're always sweaty.
Did it have bits of corn in it, and it was a little bit sweet?
Fuck yeah.
It was really spicy. That's what I liked.
I think
about
they're
it.
Inherently
they're corn.
Sweaty.
They're
sweaty.
Yeah.
Did you say smutty?
They're also smutty, yeah.
They're sculpy.
They are sculpy.
Yeah, they're very sculpy. Yeah,
like something's being sculpted right now, right in here.
It's
my ears are burning.
For those of you at home, Danny is rubbing his stomach.
Yes,
and it's just a manner at this point in time.
Well, just being honest, guys.
We were going to have an adventure yesterday together, but then our flight got canceled.
Yeah, you guys had your own adventure. You guys had a snow day adventure.
Yeah, a little bit of a snow day adventure.
Does anybody here work for the Southwest Airlines? Their boarding system is insanity. It's like it's either A, B, or C, and then you go and you have to fight for seats.
It's the Hunger Games of boarding.
Yeah,
it really is. That's
really
exactly
is.
What it is.
You don't get to sit with the people you love or know
or like,
and nobody's happy about it. Mm-mm. And they literally were like, "All right, Group C. C stands for center seats." They said that,
so they're aware.
So you know your system is bullshit.
It's bad. And the last person to board at our group was comedian Steve Agee, who was like with
our
us
friend.
On the flight.
He's a large man.
He's a large man.
Large man.
And I just watched his face fall, being like, "I'm just fucked." This whole there's nowhere where he could sit where he wasn't in like incredibly uncomfortable. I offered him my seat because I'm a gentleman.
How about Oakland?
He didn't take it.
Out of Oakland,
he could sit in Oakland,
and he did. We all did. That's where we landed.
They're very proud of the fact that it's the fastest. Like people are settled the fastest, but it's because everyone's fucking fighting for seats. They're like, I have to take this.
I was sweating getting on the air. I was that scared.
It was so
out.
Tense,
sweating,
and horrible.
With traditional airline boarding, it's out of your hands. You know, they assigned
nothing
our seats.
Do.
We got to sit next to each other. With this, it's like, oh, you chose me.
Yeah.
You chose me? Why?
I'm going to make you regret it.
Why
I'm
are you
make
sitting
you
next
regret
to me?
Every moment.
Why did you choose me?
I already, whoever sits next to me on an airplane other than Emily is the worst person I've ever met in my life.
I hate them.
How
I
dare you?
This woman was one seat away from me, and she had a Ziploc bag full of like chopped radishes. And I was ready to strangle her halfway through them.
What was she doing with them? Eating them?
And smelling up the joint.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't watch that closely.
And woe be unto anyone who makes small talk with me on a plane. Do not talk to me. I will shut you down.
Yeah.
In a
it's
very
so
weird manner.
Awkward. Because it'll be me, Emily, and then another person. The other person looks at Emily and asks a question, and Emily's just looking straight at me. She does not acknowledge it, and then they look at
me.
So
what's her problem?
Yeah. they look at me like, and I'm like, how?
I'm a pretty nice person, but my plane time is
like
I don't want to talk. I just want to sit on the plane, and I don't want to make, because once you start, then you just are like, so what do your parents do? And why are you asking me what my parents do? Does any part of you care what my parents do? They're retired.
If you're over
I'm for the next hour, I'm going to be a conversation fluffer. You know, on a porn set, they need fluffers to kind of like keep the stars erect. I'm going to need to fluff this conversation every 5 minutes to the rest of this plane.
So you're into it. You do it?
No, I'm saying this is that person.
That's how they know.
He's
a
fluffer.
You do it on planes?
No. This woman did try to engage me about tennis one time.
Nope.
How did that come up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did they have a pretty good back and forth?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Hey, it's not her fault that she... wants to talk.
I really love this guy. That's a score. Jeez. That's a score.
Yeah. Wimbledon!
Maybe that one does.
Deuce!
So how did it start?
We're both watching things on the back of the seat TV screens, and I think Wimbledon was on or something like that. And the conversation just flowed.
I hate it.
And you wanna throw big gauze pads in the bleeding wound of that conversation to just stop the flow and
stench it.
Tourniquet the whole leg of that conversation.
You
about
gotta get rid of the
tennis
leg.
And your fucking kid who goes to Brandeis and.
This well, lady's listening to the podcast like,
oh, I remember that.
That was me.
He pretended you just lost it.
Slowly falls and she realizes.
What's her full name?
I totally pretended to be interested in what she had to say. But at the same time, I was really happy to be off the plane.
Yeah.
As soon as the flight was over.
There was one flight that I pretended to cry so that, like, quietly to myself in a way that I was, like, trying to pretend so that the person would stop talking to me next to me. And it worked.
Because of course it's going to work. Either you're crying or you're pretending to cry.
And
either one is terrifying.
Yeah, I just was like...
They're like, why is this person pretending to cry?
Just did, like, a couple of quick sobs that, like, would just startle a person and then be like, I don't want to know what's happening.
I guess too many personal questions. I'll just stop here.
At work. That's a good tip from me to you.
It's like those tips they give about avoiding rape. You should soil yourself.
That's exactly my plan. I'm going to shit myself. I don't want it to happen at all, but that has been my plan.
Is that really
one
of the tips is shit yourself?
Soil yourself.
I would say no. I learned this from TV in the 80s. Say no, then go. And tell someone you trust.
Or shit yourself. I think that's if you're a small child.
Yeah, that was Webster. Webster told me that.
Right? I remember that episode.
That was a great PSA.
That was a great PSA.
Webster really said to
say no,
then go.
And tell. And this is at the same time when they were drumming into our consciousness. Stop,
drop, and roll. That's what I was going to say.
What do I do? Do I stop, drop, and roll? Or do I go and say no, go and tell?
Well, I mean, one's a fire. One's a weird man trying to touch you. So those are two different scenarios. So one, you stop, drop, and roll. The other one, you do say no, then go. You can't really say no to fire.
Wait.
Always say yes.
Say no to fire.
Say no to fire, kids. Yes.
You learned one thing here today. Say no to fire.
The more you know.
So Webster was doing, like, anti-rape PSAs?
Well, there was a bicycle. Was it a bicycle guy? Do you remember the episode?
It wasn't an
You're
episode.
Talking about Different Strokes, where the guy tries to have sex with those children.
Yeah.
And that's a real episode.
Right. And I'm talking about a PSA, which
that's
played
right.
in
right.
between things, which did not involve the same...
Starring Emmanuel Lewis.
But it was... Webster.
Yeah, Emmanuel Lewis was telling people, say no, then go and tell. And he was running through these enormous cartoony sets. It was great. It was like a big stop sign. No, that was stop, drop, and roll. Damn you, Andy.
There are so many clues.
Fire following him.
Someone making
too many PSAs.
Eggs.
Well, they worked.
Frying them and saying, this is my brain on drugs. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on.
As soon as I get into a hotel room, I check for the fire exit. I do. So you PSAs, you're doing the right thing. Keep doing your thing, PSA people.
And which one of us has a burn on stage, though?
Ooh.
Burn.
I got two.
Yeah, I got the burn on the stage.
Wait, I still can't get past this.
Yes.
Webster.
Yeah.
Did a PSA that taught
I like where
people...
Standing.
If somebody tries to touch you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable...
Oh, okay.
Say like
for the listener.
No.
For the listener.
Say no.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy's being
then
handsy.
Then he's anticipating my next move, which he shouldn't be. He's supposed to be role playing the predator.
Mike is demonstrating this on stage.
Say no. Then go.
Trip the mic.
And tell someone you trust.
Oh. You look him in the eye.
You have a trusting face.
She doesn't seem concerned about your plight.
She is no.
She literally gave you a thumbs up. Like, no, go back in there. Oh,
okay.
She did that. What is this one
she
called?
She thinks she's on a plane right now and you're sitting
asshole.
Next to her.
Anyway, Jeremy's been making me uncomfortable. Now you know I trust you.
You've got this burden on you. Yeah. What are you going to do? Yeah, she's going to crack.
You're accessory now.
See?
That makes you an accessory.
People are taking this podcast in and getting something out of it.
They are getting
it. Yeah, indigestion.
I'm going to start crying.
Indigestion. I think that's
stole
the nachos.
On this guy.
Nachos look good.
Oh, what happened to you? Oh, I ordered nachos at a podcast. I don't know what I was thinking.
They do look delicious.
They do look good.
These nachos.
Yeah. You know what I like is that they don't have regular round plates. There's a triangle one over there. There's a rectangular one over here. Food tastes better out of non-circular plates.
These are facts.
There's one thing I've learned from L.A. It's that food tastes better in geometric shapes.
Exactly. Like apple, if you cut them up, it tastes better. I don't know why.
That's true.
So if someone else makes your sandwich, that tastes better?
Someone else makes your sandwich, it tastes better.
Someone should fire the guy at Taco Bell that told everyone to think outside the box.
Though. Yeah, think inside the box.
Sorry, I had to.
Let's think outside
nachos.
The box.
There's
groans up in there.
No. Hey, you know, it's not a podcast without a couple groans.
I agree. I agree with you.
Speaking of groans.
Is this a segment on the podcast?
Yeah, it's new. It's brand new. It's our first audience.
It's called Speaking of Groans. We're going to have a musical sting next time, but this is live. We're kind of doing it by the same pants here. What was the least believable thing that you saw in the news this week? Least believable.
That presupposes that we watch the news. Jeez.
That's a point.
Specific.
Okay.
Well,
so
hold on.
Substitute news for internet.
Okay.
Internet for news.
Okay. I'll take that. I have something.
You just
have
flip
something?
The whole
paradigm. Yeah, no, go ahead, Emily.
I saw a video, I think it was even a Vine, where this guy walks up to a very, like this, it looks like a black, just like fuzzy thing, and touches it, and the fuzzy thing is entirely made out of daddy long leg spiders. And I'm talking at least a 300 of them, because it's like a large thing, and he just watches as they like unfold and like unravel themselves and come at him. And daddy long leg spiders could kill you if their little tiny little pincers could get into your skin, but they're so tiny.
They cannot.
They're poisonous. That is probably that's news. News to me, at least.
That sounds entirely believable. What are you talking about?
Who knows?
It looked like, if you saw it in a Miyazaki movie, you'd be like, oh, that makes sense. Like, it looked animated. It did not.
But the daddy long legs would be made of, like, household buttons items like
so
that.
So cute. It looked amazing, but it did not look real.
A girl would defeat them.
In this. And a little girl with the power of imagination.
Would defeat them.
And also ghosts.
Are rat kings real? Is this a real thing?
Only around Christmas. Only during the Nutcracker. Rat kings basically exist from the day after Halloween until like January 5th.
But do you know that? Have you seen the photos of them online? Do you know what the actual rat kings are?
That's when a bunch of rats get their tails. Have you guys heard of it? Where they like get their tails all mixed up, and there's like 30 of them, and then they eat each other.
And then also feces gets mixed up in there too. They're basically stuck together by their
tails. It's called a rat king.
I thought it was called "Don't shit where you eat" for a reason.
And they do slowly eat each other, and it's very gross.
Yeah, second one.
Are you saying that whoever eats the most rat shit and other rats becomes the king?
Okay. It's sort of like that, because it's like they all get jumbled up together and they can't escape, so then the strongest one ends up finally winning.
How many Hunger Games references am I allowed to make?
You can keep going.
Okay, that's two.
It's
that's
hot
two.
Right now.
Okay.
So hot right now.
The other thing, isn't there a ghost ship with demon rats on it that's
not true.
Gonna hit
not
the
true.
UK?
They're just cannibal rats, not they're not true. Demons. They have feelings.
What do you guys know about this story? I've only heard about it secondhand, so I don't know much.
They have
about
like
this
a
story.
Some sort of demon disease that they're bringing
demon
to the coast.
Disease.
I don't know.
Talking about.
They're just trying to scare the English, I think, because that's where it's headed.
That's why I'm never going to go on a cruise, because every story on a cruise is like, oh, so one person got food poisoning, and cut to, there's shit on the wall.
Never
people
going
have pulled their
cruise.
Eyeballs out.
Never going on a cruise ever. The worst people in the world are conceived on cruises. Apologies to everyone here. And let's just, cruises. You know why I don't want to go on a cruise? Because I don't want to get Legionnaire's disease. I'm not a Legionnaire.
I do not
want to get a disease named after a species of soldier that hasn't existed.
Yeah.
2,000 years.
It's also not a news story. They're like, this cruise was successful and lovely. People got great photos.
You don't hear about those cruises.
Yeah, you don't hear. There's a lot of good cruises.
But I
happening.
Feel like, on average, every fourth cruise, there's shit running down the walls, and people
there's
are disappearing.
Rat
70% kings, of rat the, kings, the crew rat and kings. Passengers have come down with dysentery.
Oregon it Trail takes, up in there.
Yeah. Yes, all Oregon Trail diseases that you get on a cruise.
It
That's
turns
Lord of,
cruise. Lord of the Flies like...
You're dead of dysentery.
Can you imagine you're on a boat, everyone has dysentery, there's shit on the walls, and you look around and there's just water everywhere?
I think I'd
it's
throw
so
myself
horrible.
Off the
Danny has a broken leg. Danny has fever.
Danny shot two deer.
R.I.P. Danny. Oh, yeah. He shot two deer and got 1,000 pounds of meat, but he could only carry 100 pounds of meat back.
Why did we get better systems for carrying our meat? Yeah, that never worked out for me.
I've never played that game.
Whoa. You serious?
Yeah. Right?
Man,
I know.
You just
we're married.
Blew some indoor kid fans' minds.
Right?
Yeah, we didn't have it growing
Here's,
up.
What's your excuse?
Do you have a card that I can rip up?
Oh, okay. Shit.
You've never played Oregon Trail.
I grew up in Pakistan. That's my excuse.
There we go.
Fucking. That's the card I have. And I'm playing.
God, guys are always playing the Pakistan.
Yeah, we never had Oregon Trail. I played real video games.
Yeah, Islamabad
not like,
Trail?
Or? Yeah, Islamabad Trail. That's right. That's what we did.
Trail.
It's just cars on fire.
Road to Kabul. Ah, you made it to Kabul.
Yay!
Congratulations, I guess.
You win?
I'm going to submit request for aid now.
Yeah. It's a great game. We played it in third grade in school, and I ate string cheese that some guy would bring to me because my parents wouldn't buy me string cheese. That's my story.
Wait, okay.
That's a good, that's yeah. a pretty
Why
good
would
deal.
He bring you string
About
cheese?
This
a
guy.
Better way to put it is that we just took the string cheese from him and divided it amongst ourselves.
You stole his string cheese.
I mean, we were friends. It was a friendly, like, we would give him stuff in return, but
Did
it was
Did you
a
eat
trait.
The string cheese in front of him?
Oh, sure.
Or no, like, here, thank
what,
you, go
what would
away.
You give
we'll
him
have
in return?
Oh, it would be like, we would have cool, like, Fig Newtons and stuff. And be like, you get the Fig Newtons. But it wasn't really his decision to trade with us. We were like, we're taking this and giving you this.
Who's this we?
Me.
You were like in a gang? Is this the royal we?
Me and like one or two other kids.
Oh, the bullies.
Yeah, that sounds like some bully shit right
was,
there. For real.
I was bullied. I was not a bully. But I also was a bully sometimes.
Bullies get bullied.
Yeah. I know. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris Bender.
Gotta happen somehow. Gotta bully something.
Jeremy, you've been bullied a lot, haven't
you? I'm right now, actually. I feel pretty bull. See? Quit bull.
He could literally fall off and really hurt himself.
I would stop
the
podcast.
Horrible time.
If I did that, I'd probably ruin everything.
We can start again. All right, you guys
not
doing anything.
Time?
Yeah, we don't have another show till like 4, right, Rob? Okay. As I was saying,
ooh, that's
everything's
close,
fine,
man.
Everything's fine.
No, we held.
Bad touches. Again.
So,
say no.
These guys have a really sweet love. They have a really sweet love.
Yeah, I usually
relationship.
Don't
Mike,
sit next to Mike. It's a little sort of a weird dynamic. I'm usually on. He's usually.
Well, you
switch.
Guys usually sit.
I'm usually
yeah,
the buffer because they literally have a love hate relationship.
Yeah, no, too late. It's too late. It's too late. No.
Come on. We're changing chairs for those of listening at home.
We made that format here on the Mike and Danny show.
At this point, we're changing scenes.
Yeah. Okay, let's switch again.
Cords. Yep.
I have a boat. I have a fox.
There's
a sack of corn and a goose.
There's a rat king forming down here.
There really is.
Well done.
I see the pieces.
Hello.
Okay, that's all I got. Thank you very much.
Hey, I thought of this because of Rat King was a bad guy in Ninja Turtles. Did you guys see pictures of the new Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
That's Camille's favorite news story of the week.
Yeah. You haven't seen them? There's new Ninja Turtle movie.
Yeah.
Do they have nostrils?
They have
no?
nostrils. What that's... I don't like the nostrils.
It's weird.
It's
I don't
weird.
Like, I don't like the Shredder either. I don't like the...
I didn't get to see Shredder. What does Shredder look like?
The Shredder's okay. It's very busy. It's a lot going on.
There's a lot going
but
on.
But you've seen what he does with Transformers. It's less busy than that. Every Transformer, Michael Bay Transformer, has like...
A
they're like
million.
Made of wicker. Like, there's so many...
Moving parts.
Everything is moving at all the time. All
how,
the time.
How are they going to work Megan Fox colors? Into Teenage Mutant Ninja
She
Turtles?
Is in it.
Oh, crap.
I think she's April O'Neil.
She's April.
Yeah. She's April O'Neil. Yeah. I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
That's After row number four.
She's
movie.
Got sort of red hair. They dyed it like a little bit. They didn't make it the real April red, and I don't think there's a yellow jumper.
There's definitely
either.
No yellow
there's
jumper.
There's no yellow
there's
jumper.
No yellow
which
jumper.
Which, that, for me, that's game over.
Yeah, I'm out.
I mean, has any guy not masturbated to
I
the
would send,
animated April O'Neil?
I would send the novelty stripper back home if they did not include the April O'Neil jumpsuit. You know.
There is a porn star named April O'Neil, but she does not look like April O'Neil at all. Like, she doesn't even try.
But does she do porn in... Oh, she doesn't even try.
No, she
that's
try.
Just her name.
Well, Christmas is coming. She could always get a jumpsuit or whatever.
It's going to be very topical once it comes out. When the movie comes out,
yeah,
she's
her
doing
career
it.
Is going to... Yeah.
Guys, buy now.
Skyrocket.
Buy now. So
Teenage Mutant Fucking Turtles. That's it. So...
They always without a half shell. Yeah. They're naked and fucking. I don't want to see any turtles having sex, even if they're ninjas
is
or
there
whatever.
TMNT fanfic.
I'm sure there is. Because you know Raphael
if you
Donatello.
Don't think somebody has written four turtles and April O'Neil having a great time, then you've never been on the internet. Because I'm sure there's multiple.
Get on that internet. Get on that internet.
For here, the listener, I've got incognito on my phone. Go for it.
What does that mean?
Could I ask you guys a question? Have you guys ever
I don't know what it means.
Of you two?
Fuck.
Has that ever happened?
Would you like to narrate some live improvised Peep Peep fanfic?
I don't think so.
As I play Woo. Danny and Danny plays me?
Whoa.
Are the lights going down or am I just dying?
I'm pretty sure the lights are going down because someone was listening.
Have you guys ever seen that on the internet? I'm sure that exists.
Okay, we could just do like, someone give me a
are you
place.
Doing
give
improv?
Me a
play.
What are you doing right now?
Oh, you want to make it
he
right
wants
now?
To.
What the hell's going on?
We're going to crowd generate some fanfic and you're gonna
I think this is getting creepy. That's what I think.
Say no.
Why do you
know what? Say no.
Why do you want to be me?
Emily started it. Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I just imagine that it does exist and I haven't searched for it, but I'm sure that exists.
Here, he's got incognito on his phone.
I'm gonna look for it after, don't worry, but right now.
No, I don't know.
That's
I mean
good.
There are people that have like written poems and stuff.
Oh, you guys get the romantic. That's so funny. It's
we're
not even
we're
sexual.
Not getting like the dirt, yeah, like that.
This guy wrote
Pete
me.
Took off his hat.
This guy wrote me a
put
word.
It on my head.
He rubbed
he
his
called
tattoo.
Me blowhole. And said I wanted to see her petunia.
And somehow Endless Mike was there.
God.
Endless Mike was filming things.
By a Viking.
Yeah. And then Toby Huss shows up as Artie.
Oh, he'd have a really
the
interesting
strongest
role.
Strongest man in the world.
He's into the whole cuckle thing, so.
Okay. Right. This is horrible.
I'm sorry I brought this up.
Yeah,
I
so
was curious.
We just took this to a very dark place.
I'm sorry.
Ninja Turtles. Here's what I don't like
Back
about it.
Back to Ninja Turtles.
They all have nostrils, which I know that... We're buying that there are turtles that talk and do ninja. We don't need nostrils.
And don't they have different nostrils from each other?
And they all have different noses.
Maybe that's how you show your personality.
That's right.
They all have... How?
Because maybe they're not even going to wear the...
They don't have the colors anymore. It's just noses. That's how they identify themselves?
No.
Like, how do you show leadership in a nose? How
Donatello's
do you show
got the Pinocchio
nose,
like way out.
How do you show loves pizza in a nose? How
I mean,
do you show
you can.
A nerd in a nose? These are the challenges.
Yeah, it's hard.
This nose is cool but rude. You know?
This nose is a party nose.
That's a fact, Jack.
They all have different noses. Some of them are more human looking. And then they all have like accoutrement to go with their personalities. It's like way too over the top. So like Donatello.
Oh yeah, he has a surfboard, right?
No, Donatello has two glasses because he's a nerd, so he's wearing regular glasses. And then he has another pair of glasses on top of his
are
head.
Are they sunglasses on top of his head?
No, they're like sort of like, you know, they look
nerd
like night
goggles.
Vision.
Yeah,
they're like
oh, he's like steampunky a little.
No,
maybe.
It's
not
steampunky. It's nerd.
How are they staying up? He doesn't have ears.
And then Raphael is wearing Ray-Bans.
Oh, God. Come on.
And he has a trucker wallet, right?
Yeah.
Like a chain
wallet? Yeah, he's got a chain wallet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Donatello has Ed Hardy shirts by Kristen Aldegier.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Michelangelo has a box of Molly that he takes.
He's got one of those Michelangelo. You know it's him because he has an e-cigarette.
Yeah, he's got an e-cigarette.
Michelangelo has
and
a
screenplay he's been writing. He's always carrying around the screenplay. He's been writing, trying to get you to read it.
He's got the most annoying iPad case.
Yeah,
that's
always
Michelangelo.
Can one of them have an eye patch? That'd be Leonardo, maybe.
That would be good. I guess they need nostrils because Michelangelo's doing blow all the time. Maybe. I'm now completely on board.
Yeah, now I'm
crying. I talked myself
once we
did the backstory. Right back into it.
Once we did the backstory, it
I want
made
one
sense.
Of them to have hair in it to be floppy, like Christian Slater 90s era hair.
Okay. That's not going to happen. Okay. Turtles don't have hair. Don't be ridiculous.
But then,
hair. I'm sorry.
David Schwimmer is his hairstylist. Like, he goes to a salon, and David Schwimmer is like, oh,
you could hope that Splinter has that hair.
Oh, that'd be
Splinter
hot.
Splinter has hair.
Bebop Rocksteady?
Who is the voice of Splinter?
in this one?
I don't know. I don't know who anybody is. But I know Will Arnett's in it.
Jason Biggs, is he in that or is he in the other thing?
Jason Biggs is in the cartoon version of the Ninja Turtles.
Too many new Ninja Turtles.
Every 2 years, I think there's someone somewhere who has power who's like, hey, Ninja Turtles, that was great. Let's do that again.
Hey, Ghostbusters were good for us. We should do that as a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although
I like
that
the
was
Ghostbusters
a good cartoon.
Cartoon.
Did you like the real Ghostbusters?
The real Ghostbusters.
Or the Ghostbusters.
Are they all the 1930s?
No, there were two different Ghostbusters cartoons.
No, I like the real. The other one with the gorilla
stuff.
Did
we cover this already?
No.
I don't believe so.
There was an old TV show called Ghostbusters, and then there was a movie, but then
called Ghostbusters.
Called Ghostbusters that had like Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. You guys should go see it. It's really good.
If you've heard of Harold Ramis, he's very funny.
Harold Ramis is so funny in it,
funny.
And it's set in New York. And I don't want to do any spoilers, but there's a giant step up
in the 80s.
Marshmallow Man.
I think that's enough.
There's a big Marshmallow Man.
The weird ghost blowjob. Ghost blowjob scene.
Oh,
is great.
And they're not gods. By the way, that's another spoiler.
Turns out they are not gods.
They are not gods. And then the guy who's singing the song ain't afraid of no ghost. So these are the spoilers to Ghostbusters.
Cartoon. Go back to the cartoon.
There's like a ghost blowjob scene in that, right?
I just mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, didn't you audition with that scene?
Were you the ghost or were you...
Well, yeah, what was I? Was I the blowjob?
I was the blowjob.
That was the action of the blowjob?
You were Slimer, weren't you?
Oh. You guys.
Third groan.
Number that's four.
Groan. No, that wasn't a groan. That was a sympathetic. Oh.
Yeah. We thought you were an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust you. Okay. These people are really pushing me now.
Man.
Really leaning on
no,
you.
No, I wasn't Slimer. Okay. Just for the record.
I was Dan Aykroyd.
The real Ghostbusters was then the cartoon. And then the other Ghostbusters made another cartoon that had like the. There's like a robot and a gorilla or something, right? It's weird. The other Ghostbusters.
It sounds like a PS3 game.
Had like a weird group of people.
Wasn't that gritty or something? It was a really gritty version, right?
Gritty. Is a really gritty version.
You're thinking of RoboCop 2. You're thinking of, Detroit, like
Blade
dystopian
Runner.
Detroit.
Maybe
yeah,
Blade
that's
Runner.
What you're thinking. No, I'm right there
you're
with
sure?
you.
Pretty sure.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm there. Yeah. Decker.
Decker.
So I think we are all now on board for the Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters 3, right?
Yeah.
Also, I imagine whenever I go to a coffee shop in LA, there's always people writing on laptops, and in my head, they're all working on Ghostbusters 3.
No, they're just doing crowdsourcing it. You write a scene, and then you write
somebody's
a scene, and then you write a scene.
Somebody's gonna fucking crack it, right?
Yeah, somebody's gonna crack it.
It's that Joseph Gordon-Levitt dude. He has that new show where he just gets other people to collaborate on different projects and like sketches or like
you mean hit record or
that's
hit
what it's
record?
Called hit record yeah. That's right.
I was like, why are you naming your thing a thing that we can say so many different ways?
Yeah.
It's
know.
Hit record. Nope.
Wait, what's
not
that
record.
Show what's
he's got a TV
record.
Show
Hide to Record.
Hide to Record.
Joey.
Yeah.
What's the premise?
So
of
someone
it?
Takes an idea and then they put it on the website and then they have people that want to collaborate and like, you know, add to it. So it's like one done by a bunch of people.
So it'll be like the first line of a novel, like it was dark. Yeah. But I could.
My hands were on fire.
Yeah.
And then you pass it on.
All right, so let's do it. You start.
Okay.
It was a foggy day in San Francisco on the Embarcadero where I met a...
Eastern European.
I wanted to stop. I just wanted to go.
Do a complete sentence.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, yeah. An Eastern European woman who shoved her stroller in front of my face and stole my seat.
A seagull shat on my head, and I walked over to get a cool-down burger from Namu.
That's when the police showed up, and they said, everybody get down. There's a hostage crisis, and it's happening right now.
And I said, fuck the police.
In bed.
Great story. Appreciate so this is what his TV show is?
Yeah, pretty much. I know.
It's just this bullshit?
Pretty much. Except there's also someone to be like, you say in bed, and then I start singing a song about having
in
sex.
Bed.
I'm in bed having sex with the cop that trying to arrest me.
Okay.
That's one way to get out of it.
That's a great show. Why did you want to do that? Doesn't he already have everything?
Literally everything.
He was kind of Robin in the newest Batman
handsome?
Movie.
I was only saying it to bring it up to bring the Ghostbusters 3 and everybody writing it in a different scene. I wasn't trying to promote the show or anything.
Yeah.
He's trying to imply that collaborative efforts are ultimately futile.
Doomed
I believe,
to fail.
I'm pretty sure that's what
do
you're
do your own
for.
Shit.
Yeah, 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 there we go.
Yeah,
that guy said.
I mean, look at the state. They never went anywhere, you know what I mean? And then once they split up, they really took off.
That's true.
they're playing everywhere around us today in San Francisco.
They're all over the place.
We're surrounded by those freaking guys.
Those guys are everywhere.
They were everywhere when we were doing Pete and Pete, too, because we shared an office at 1515 Broadway. It was Pete and Pete on one side and the state on the other side.
This makes me want to die. That is the best thing that I've ever heard in my life.
I think our side of the office was cleaner, too.
Much cleaner, yeah.
Well, you were younger and less of you. They were, I mean...
Not like I really had an office there. I would just, that's where the production...
I had a standing desk.
You did?
I was an early adopter. I had a standing desk that faced Columbus Circle.
You had to be 12 at Nickelodeon to get the desk. I was only 11.
I also got an Apple box that came with that desk. It was
to stand up.
It was somebody else's desk. I had to grow into it.
You guys really shared an office, like an office space with them?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
You don't know?
How come I know this and you don't?
Certain things have been burned into your memory.
Yeah, because I was super into the state.
Were you?
Oh man, I love the state. I used to stay up late and watch it all the time.
Have you seen the shows here that they've been doing?
I haven't seen any of the one I wanted to see is happening right now. Thank you guys for not being there.
What you guys had choices to make and you made them.
Michael Showalter, Michael Ian Black doing their...
David Wayne is doing something right
and
now.
And Wayne Days.
Oh, yeah, Topic.
Yeah, Topic.
They're doing Topic. I went on tour. My parents sent me on tour with NASCAR when I was... as a punishment.
Was it a punishment to go on tour with NASCAR?
Slow down.
Let's
start from the beginning.
Emily, you crashed. You took my car without asking and you crashed it. I'm signing you into indentured servitude to NASCAR for 6 months.
I was a shitty rebellious kid and my parents wanted me out of the house. I was like 15, and so my uncle was the chaplain of NASCAR at the time, so he was the one who did all the...
Christian, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hope, like, there would be anything else at NASCAR. And he would do church services ahead of time, and he was there if, you know, things went wrong. And so I was sentenced to go with him and travel with him and his daughter, who was my age, for like... 5 weeks one summer.
And they lived in the center of the track.
We had our Winnebago.
They really did.
It was just in the center of the track. Anyway, my point
She's met everybody.
I met all the race car drivers.
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon Jr.
Dale Earnhardt. I did
Jeff
meet Dale Earnhardt
Jr.
Rusty McFaceline.
Rusty Bicycle.
He won all the things.
Yep. He was there.
Your grandpa was a chaplain? Your uncle was a chaplain.
But the point was I took audio tapes because I was going to be gone for so long. So I taped a lot of my CDs, and then I also taped episodes of The State that I held the boombox
to bring with me off the TV.
100%.
Who else did you meet? You know a lot of these names.
I did meet Dale Earnhardt, who looks like a Muppet. He's dead now. His son is a thing now. But
Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, heck something. I don't know if anyone says heck yet.
Heck whatever?
Heck whatever. Heck me.
Heck.
We're going to crowdsource this heck thing. So your uncle had to be there in case somebody died, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay. How do you give last rites or anoint with oil a charred corpse that's like race car temperature? That's what I want to know.
Because our NASCAR demo.
I mean, I understand that you probably got to get this done quick if he's there on the racetrack.
No, he had to he actually could speak as fast as the Micro Machines guy. So that's why he was the NASCAR chaplain. They were like, you have 5 seconds.
You
go.
You have to get this done before the cars come around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
exactly.
He was reading last rites on the blacktop.
Yeah, I never asked him any of these questions. And nothing, there was like one minor wreck. And he had to like run out when that minor wreck happened, you know, just in case.
Are you a doctor? No.
No.
I'm the chaplain.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
All right. I don't want that.
Yeah. Are you on fire? No. Okay.
But we were so bored that we would watch the race on the TV in the Winnebago and then watch the cars go by the window outside. Like you could see them going by.
So but you're watching it on TV.
It was an early picture in picture, is basically what you said.
Yeah. It was. I was a very, I was like a goth kid too, so just seeing that kid in the middle of a race car track is the funniest. I'm sure people thought I was a ghost.
I'm just thinking Winona Ryder from Beetlejuice. In the middle of Ricky Bobby is what I'm envisioning.
That's exactly the look. People called my combat boots clodhoppers. I got a lot of that. Why don't you just wipe off some of that makeup? I got a lot of that. It was bad.
What is clodhoppers?
I don't know what that means, but they were like, look at them clodhoppers. So I was like,
those big Doc Martin boots?
Yeah. A clod is like a chunk of dirt.
And then what is a hopper?
You just hop
just
over
big
it.
Boots, I think is what it means.
Yeah.
Mike is now hopping.
For the listener.
And they said, why don't you wipe off some of
I had a lot of, I wore a lot of like eyeliner and
white makeup.
Lipstick and, yeah.
To look pale.
Were you listening to Marilyn Manson?
This was pre-Marilyn Manson.
She's met Marilyn
but
Manson.
But I did.
Before he was famous, and he said, hi, I'm Brian.
He did.
A boy named Brian.
How many times have you had to tell this story?
That was when I was, he opened for Nine Inch Nails, and he was just walking around after they did their set, and he's like, hi, I'm Brian. I was like, oh, hello, Brian.
I'm thinking about reinventing my whole persona with the, I'm going to pattern it after this band that I'm playing
that I'm
with.
In. I'm going to start being this guy.
Yeah,
that was a fun time.
Well, he seemed nice, right?
I mean, at that time, I'm sure. I think he was throwing lunch meat at girls backstage once he... That's a deep cut. You
with,
have to have read his biography.
With respect, a lot of people were throwing lunch meat at girls backstage at that time.
Like you? Were you guys doing that?
Dan was at the craft service table throwing... No, he would not waste that
I wouldn't
shit.
Waste that food.
No,
no.
He would not waste that
It went right in here.
Yeah.
I'll go back to touching my belly again.
It's still there.
It's not even like a sexual term. It just, he literally threw lunch meat at girls that he would bring backstage.
Instead of having sex with them?
Oh, he would do that too.
Oh. What?
I wonder if he did it while he was having sex, throwing lunch meat.
Yeah, you don't have to throw that far then.
Can I ask?
No, that's not really.
Right here. No,
you're making,
bullseye.
You're making a slapping motion.
Oh, I guess he was just dropping it on
there. That's not. Frisbee. I think it was like a frisbee.
So you're saying like bologna slices,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah,
it's
that's
rizzing around.
Yeah,
bologna
or salami.
Provolone.
Some provolone.
Is that before or after the sex? I would hold that, until after the sex.
What if it's what if it sets the mood?
That's my. I think that's my issue. I don't want to have like bologna meat sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
No, George Costanza.
What if you're
for
on
you?
You're on tour in an Italian part of town?
It's or
you
in
throw
Italy.
Deli meat. You can throw deli meat.
Okay.
Right.
Can I ask you guys a Pete and Pete question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was the weirdest musician slash like celebrity that you guys had guest star on the show? Like, who was the weirdest?
The weirdest.
Yeah. Who behaved the oddest? Because you had so many.
Yeah.
Well, Iggy Pop didn't really behave that weird. He was very.
I imagine he was pretty normal.
And super normal.
Yeah.
So was David Johansen.
Why don't you ask us who wasn't weird? I mean,
no. This is actually. I like this question because people usually are like, who's the coolest person you met on the show?
Answer that question 1 million times.
Yeah.
Come on.
See, like, B.B. Newirth was kind of weird.
Okay, all right. I like this.
B.B. Newirth.
Rock star so, B.B. Newirth.
She's in there.
Look. Yeah, I know.
Go
I
ahead.
I'm switching from rocker to...
Yeah, go with B.B.
This is all I got. This is all I got.
Who else was weird?
So B.B. Newirth was like sort of a prima donna on the set.
You were just jealous she didn't love me.
No, I had nothing.
She did love you.
Yeah.
I had very minimal interaction with her.
She was
but
such a babe.
She was like nasty to a lot of the crew.
Oh.
And so they were all like kind of walking on eggshells. And it was at the time when...
She was on Cheers.
They had... you know, like little page nets where you'd have to call the 800 number to get an operator to send a message to a beeper that had a little screen on it.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay. All right.
So it was like super high tech, all these PAs that were driving and stuff. And this woman who drove this woman who drove B.B. Newirth
had a pager.
She had a pager and she was getting a lot of shit from B.B., I don't know, in the car or whatever. And I just overheard her talking about it and her dreading it. So I thought it would be funny.
Send her a page.
I thought it would be funny to send her a page, like after she was out doing something else, being like, "Get back to set. B.B. Newirth is pissed. Like she thinks you stole something from her."
Oh no!
Yeah, I was mean. It was really, really mean. So she comes in. She like runs back into the office.
Oh no!
And she's like shaking.
Who was this?
I can't even remember who.
Come on, who was it?
I honestly don't remember.
Who was it?
Maybe it was Julie Halpern. I'm not sure.
Julie, we're sorry.
I didn't mean
Julie is a successful young adult author, so it's okay.
Nice.
Yeah. And I can't verify if it's her, but anyway.
Was
I just threw a name out there to shut you
no,
up.
No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't a PA. She wasn't no, driving people. No.
Was it LL Cool J weird?
Wait, no, finish the BB story. Yeah, yeah.
Did she get fired?
No, she didn't get fired, but she came in and she was shaking and she's like, "Where's BB New York? Where's BB?" And I'm sitting in the corner and I'm just laughing. Aww. Just like, really, like, oh, 12 years old. I think this is the greatest thing ever. I just pulled
laughing,
like the most
he's got
epic
his
prank.
Quad hoppers crossed like, in front of him.
Like, that's it. And I was like, "BB's really mad at you." And she looked at me and she, I've never seen someone with such, like, daggers in their eyes for me in my entire life, other than my parents when I did something stupid.
When they tripped and fell on those daggers and they went into their eyes.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Yeah, so she didn't get fired, but I knew that
but
yeah,
I just knew that BB Newirth was nasty and that was her.
That's crazy.
That was weird for her. Okay. That was weird for me.
That's weird.
Most people weren't
super nice.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all
no,
very
everybody was cool
nice.
Except Michael Stipe.
Oh yeah, you have a weird Michael Stipe
I
story.
I want to hear everything about this.
He just started undressing in front of me and my mom.
Are you being real?
I'm not you doing my lying
so
wink.
He was only in one episode though, right?
Yeah.
So in one episode's time, he
had
the time to undress in front of you and your mother.
You recall the Winnebago of your NASCAR youth?
Yeah.
This same Winnebago went up to Jersey after you were done with it. And we had it on the Jersey Shore. Actually, we shot that scene with Stipe at Seabright Beach, which is a place that got completely rocked by Sandy.
Yes. And he sold the Tasty Freeze. He was like the ice cream man who came along after Mr. Tasty.
Yes.
And he had a very weird delivery. That was the other part that was fun about him.
Well, let him finish the story.
I'm just trying to catch people up.
That's it. We were inside my mother and I were inside the Winnebago because I think it was hot out. And I'm not sure how many Winnebagos there were. And Stipe was also in the Winnebago, and he just starts undressing.
Oh, was he talking
and,
to you?
Yeah. No, I think my mother and I were, like, hanging out on this end, and he was over on this end.
They're not that big, though.
And there's, like, a skinny part in the middle because the bathroom juts out from one end.
Sure,
so there's always, like, a part that you squeeze
right.
by. So
right.
my mother and I were probably, like, near there on the bench, and Stipe is over here. And he starts undressing. My mother's like, "Ooh."
Not, she liked what she
no,
saw.
Not in a Victorian.
Ooh, my she got the,
she's more like she's protecting me. And he goes, "Oh, don't worry, I'm not modest." And keeps.
I'm not modest.
Yeah, keeps undressing. Yeah, like my mother was worried about his modesty and not my development.
Yeah.
Did you look at his penis?
No.
Did it come out though?
No.
Okay, so he was in undies.
He probably never got that far.
Not even that far.
To be honest, I've
That's
blocked
good.
It all out with the help of surgery.
With the help of surgery?
Surgery,
yeah. It's not that
minimally
bad,
invasive
they
surgery.
They go
though.
In through your nose.
Now, who was the coolest person? Stipe, huh?
Yeah.
That's a fun Stipe
Sorry.
Story.
No.
I hate to tear down everybody's ivory towers of our
BB. Stipe is nothing sacred.
Patty Hearst was on the show.
All your 90s touchstones.
What was Patty Hearst on the show?
Patty Hearst was she was
a guest star. She was a guest star on the show.
It's the episode where I sold my parents' house. They went away for the weekend. And I sold the house,
oh
and the
God,
new family came
Hearst?
In. The mom was Patty Hearst.
Yes.
That's amazing. I don't think I ever knew that.
That's a really funny
story. And then
story
she didn't want to leave the set.
She
stayed
was
there
wearing,
for like 5 years.
She was wearing the same when they sold the house, she was still in it. She was wearing the same wig that
she
they put on
it.
Debbie Harry like 5 years earlier.
That's right. Debbie Harry wore the same
That's
wig.
That's some good intel right there. That's an Easter egg and a half. Debbie Harry and Patty Hearst wearing the same wig 5 years apart?
I can only assume because they both went to the same doctor right afterwards.
There were bed bugs in
lice,
it?
Lice, yeah, lice.
Okay, lice.
Oh, no, wig bugs.
Wig
I think
bugs.
Is what they're called.
Hair bugs. Wow, that's some good stuff.
Earwigs.
That happened on the set of Pete and Pete, too. There was a little lice.
Oh, there's so many kids.
Who
there's
got
so
lice?
Many kids.
Who got lice?
You didn't get lice?
I guess I didn't.
Oh, I fucking got lice. That sucks.
For the listener, Mike just scratched his head.
I love that you got lice and somehow you didn't get lice.
Well he wasn't wearing the hat.
I
don't
older.
Know what happened. They had to get a whole
actually.
Bunch of new hats and everything.
Yeah, you were hanging out with little kids.
And, yeah, it was.
And
yeah.
You're taller, so the lice couldn't jump
right,
up.
Right, it couldn't jump high.
I'm not sure if Rhiannon recognized me last night or not. She asked me if I was the schlepper. She thinks I'm your roadie.
Well, you know, that's what you get for coming to our sketch comedy show.
What, with a haircut? And paying to get in? You bastard.
Did you really pay to get in?
I paid to get in. And,
why?
And this guy has not given me a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Jesus oh my Christ. God. Every episode, every fucking episode, this comes up.
This doesn't
well, you know how to
make it any
you
better.
You know how to fix that.
Yeah, yeah, go
give
get
him
one.
A copy.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
feed the monkey.
Feed the monkey.
He's got $60 in his pocket. He can go get it himself. I worked hard
you
for
have X-ray vision?
I worked hard for that one video game that they gave me.
That he passes around like a doobie.
You do? Do you give it out to people?
Yeah, if they want to play it.
He
okay,
wants
I'm
to
not
play
getting
it.
Any back end on it.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
Now, do you think that you would have to, for a video game, sling on the ping pong ball suit?
What do you mean?
For like mocap.
Motion capture.
Yeah. I'd love to do it.
Would you, Emily?
Oh, yeah, I would totally do it.
If I it's would. Like an action, you're like a girl with guns type of thing.
Oh, I want all the guns.
Were you into Tomb Raider?
A little bit. More recently
when
than the old ones. Not so much the old
did
ones.
Did you just see that like side-by-side comparison of the evolution of Tomb Raider?
No, but I would love to see
it's
that.
It's been like Tomb Raider's come out with like 10 or 15 games, and every single time, Lara has been slightly sculpted. And there was like...
So she's gotten bustier over the years or less?
Everything has changed.
Everything
all dimensions
changed.
Have changed.
But, she's like Oprah. It goes up and down. It's bigger, smaller.
Yeah, I've always thought Tomb Raider and Oprah were so like...
Well, let's play free association.
It's true.
Yeah.
Did you know that she did the motion capture for...
Now that's a Mattel. Is that Oprah? Lara Croft. I mean, not the voice, obviously, but the body, 100%.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that would be super fun to do. I would want to have guns. I would make gun noises.
Pew, pew. You wouldn't even have to make gun noises. That's,
oh,
that's the
point.
Coolest part.
That's pew, pew. Yeah.
They make the noises for you.
Yeah. They do. And you get to hold weird, like, prop guns that also have the balls on them, too.
The,
so
the
everything
guns have
you
balls?
Have has got the balls, so you're just like, hey, this has
in
got
this
balls.
In hyper-masculine video game society, even the guns have balls.
The bullets have balls.
Yeah, the bullets have balls. Each individual bullet has a pair of truck knots.
Your balls have balls. This is turning into a George Carlin bit.
And your balls have ovaries.
And all the missiles and all the guns and all the bullets are shaped like dicks. I don't know why it works that way, but it just does.
Definitely does.
I would wear the balls. I would.
But not the pants.
I don't wear the pants in that situation. I think I would play like a centaur or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You'd still have to wear the pants.
In
you
video,
still
have to, no,
wear you don't have to wear the pants.
Yeah, and then you'd have to have a prosthetic with balls on it too if you want to be a centaur.
Uh-huh. Centaurs
because
wear,
yeah, I'm not that's making how it my knees go backwards in the motion caps. You're going to have to do that yourself, okay? I'm
no, you just walk, you just walk backwards.
You're
it's
thinking
very
of
easy.
Mike Marona, video
gosh,
game centaur.
You don't know anything.
Wait.
You don't know thing one about being a centaur.
Centaurs are horses. You're thinking of like whatever Pan is.
No, that's a half man. Pan is a satyr.
Oh, damn!
Yeah, satyr. Okay, that's... Yeah.
Oh, satyr.
But centaurs do. They wear...
Somebody fell asleep in class.
I think they wear pants on their front legs, and then their back legs are horse.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
How many self-portraits of Alex Rodriguez as a centaur have you seen?
Can you just say that again? I don't understand.
How many... portraits. I said self-portraits, but it's not. I'm sure he didn't pay.
I like the idea of him drawing himself.
He's
as a
really,
centaur.
He's really talented.
That would be the best thing.
How
in
many
the world
portraits
that
of Alex Rodriguez as a centaur have you not seen? Because one exists.
I have not seen
and
any.
And it's on his bedroom wall. I'm told.
So how many have I not seen? Is probably
the one.
Okay, yeah, the
he's
one.
Or every one of them in the world. Anyway, the point is, centaurs don't wear pants.
When was the last time you were in A-Rod's bedroom? That you saw this?
I have been in A-Rod's house.
What?
I have.
Stop it. In Miami or...
In Miami.
In New York.
What are you talking
Miami?
About?
Why don't you get,
do you have a life I'm not aware of? Like
yeah, that. What's up?
Yeah, I hang out with A-Rod. I bring him steroids.
No, you're a doctor from Pakistan.
Yeah, I'm the guy. Technically, I'm not American. So
yeah,
yeah. Whatever.
Scrutiny. That's you're getting scrutiny.
No, I was in Miami and we shot something at his house and he...
Did you shoot steroids?
Yeah, and it's a crazy looking house.
Come on.
Well, really?
You go ahead.
Shot steroids?
Yeah, no, there were steroids in the bathroom. Admit
oh
it.
Man, I should have looked in the bathroom.
You open those cabinets if you're in there.
He wasn't there when I was there, but it said they said he was there once when they were shooting, and he didn't say anything to anybody.
If you had people in your house shooting a thing, and you had a house big enough that you could avoid them, avoid the fuck out of them is what I would do.
I guess it's a big house. Yeah. You know. He's doing okay.
It's a big house. Sorry. It's a B. D-Wong.
That would be so great. I followed him on Twitter, but I had to unfollow him because BD Wong
too much.
Tweets too much.
TTM.
Yep.
Got TTM disease.
He's got that TTM disease.
He's got that BD Wong disease.
I don't think this is anything, but I'm going to say it. BD Newirth. Thank you.
Nice. Oh. Yeah, bring it all together.
I was just going to say
that was something. You said it.
I don't think this is anything. Yeah. But I am going to
say it. So lower your expectations.
Sorry, Robert.
Wait, it feels like we're leaning against buildings.
Yeah. We're not leaning against. We can't lean against any of them. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I touched it. I apologize. They told us that.
Big sign in the back.
That was a jinx. Sorry, guys.
This podcast is ruined now.
I think we should just sacrifice some nachos. Oh, they're gone. What did that happen?
See?
He did the stomach gesture.
Bamf!
Bamf.
That's my Nightcrawler. That's my Nightcrawler sounds.
So we have a friend in the audience who has a really great book out called Funny Business. And we thought it might be cool.
For the listener, Danny is going to make fun of him now.
He's in the back. He's back there. Seth Olenek over there.
He's right here.
Right there.
I don't know why he's there with nobody else at the table, but I would assume he has.
He's very lonely. He sits by himself a lot.
This is an amazing book.
I
think there's pictures of some people that you know in this book, but we're doing a lot of visual stuff, which is not helpful for people.
Let's not say the name of the book.
Funny Business.
Oh, we weren't going to say it.
We weren't going to say it.
All right. Okay.
But we were thinking maybe...
good segment, guys.
Somebody wants to win this book with some Pete and Pete trivia.
Ooh. Oh, can I play? I'm the expert. You have no idea how much of an expert I am. But no, I'm not going
to. We have to play radio rules. You work for the station.
It's true.
You just can't claim a prize within 30 days after this prize.
Also, I own the book, and it is amazing. I have a copy of
it.
Oh,
did you pay for it?
Uh-huh. My husband's in it. I don't have to pay for it. Right? Is that the rule?
I have them schlep books up into his apartment, so I got a free book, too.
Nicely done.
It's pretty sweet.
1,500 copies went through Danny's hand.
1,500 copies. So if you own
1,500 copies of this went through my hands.
Yeah, so don't get rid of that plastic wrap.
Most likely it is.
And I didn't wash my hands before I moved the book. So
the plastic wrap is definitely going to have to get swabbed by the TSA.
There's some dick on there. I don't know why I did that.
I think that's a good catchphrase for you.
There's some dick on there. And I can tell you that put some dick on there.
Yeah.
Put a bird on it.
It's like that. But you can't really do cute t-shirts with that.
Put a dick on it.
Oh, all right,
did you guys figure out?
Are you guys okay?
Yeah, I think we figured it out.
I'm pretty good at the trivia, but I also can't win, so I'm kind of not invested.
No, you can't win. Anyone want to try anything? Who's got?
How do we do it?
Yeah, do you ask questions?
Well, let's see. I don't know.
We'll decide at the end whether you win or not. You got to play your cards right.
Question one: who was at the other end of the phone? The call that episode where the phone continuously rang.
Okay, we got one. We got two.
We got two people up.
You were first.
This guy raised his hand first.
It was the guy who worked for the phone company, and he had been calling this phone to get a specific person. I think maybe a math teacher.
Judges, can we accept that?
Almost.
We were looking
almost.
For a name.
You're very.
We were
so
looking
damn
for a
close.
Name.
Well, yeah, to tell her that he loved
well,
her.
Well, yeah. Right. But who did he tell? Who did he want to tell that he loved her?
Mom.
The mom.
Oh, do you know the name of the guy?
So wait.
What?
No.
I don't know that.
You don't need the name. So what happened is, you guys are going to have to split this book in half.
I don't want to get the book away right away, okay? Come on. Jesus Christ.
Do another one, because
all right, so we'll start again. This is the first time we've ever done anything like this, okay? Bear with me, I'm sorry.
Can I
I'm sweating up here.
Can I ask one?
Yeah.
Who decided to name the brothers the same thing?
Is that the real one?
It's your
question now, man.
Who got naked in front of Mike and his mother in a trailer?
No.
And said, "Don't worry, I'm not bashful."
Not
modest.
Steve Buscemi.
I'm not modest.
No, not Steve Buscemi.
He was also on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not nude.
Okay. Here's
not
one.
Not at all nude.
who was a...
You didn't even give... Oh.
No, because we know the answer to that one already.
Who?
Say
I'm not
it.
Playing your games. Okay. I don't play your stupid fucking games. Right. Jeez.
Jeez.
So, redhead, rocker, blind, a redhead rocker who is blind, who is on the show, and like blue tornado bars. You got
Kate
it.
Pearson?
Kate Pearson, B-52s.
Very good.
I was going to say Jay Giles.
Does that mean we have a winner?
I think we have a winner now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Let's do it.
Oh, no, he sits really close to the stage
for
that.
We'll get you a consolation prize.
Yeah, you get to sit with Seth. Look, he's all by himself. Go friggin' pick his brain a little bit. What's it like taking pictures of people?
What? What? His answer was what?
These are the kinds of thrilling conversations you can have with him.
What was the least cool person you took?
Danny and Mike.
Oh. We only made it in the ebook.
Yeah, don't worry, that ebook smells like paper. And it's crinkly. Cha-ching, Nikki. Cha-ching.
Really was a great idea.
Are there any trillion-dollar ideas out there right now?
Oh, that's always a good idea.
That's been, you know, sort of fermenting inside your head.
My mom came up with the idea for Borders, the bookstore Borders.
The whole the store?
Not really.
No, no.
She didn't do anything with it.
Liquidating.
But like years ago,
the bookstore.
She was like, there should be a bookstore that also has like a coffee shop, and also you should be able to get music there, and it should be just like a place you can hang out.
Like a place that has no borders.
Yeah, she literally was like, we could call it like it would be like spaces. Like she literally was like so close to it, and then a few years later, we were like, oh shit. So that idea went away.
Oh, we didn't sweep the living room for bugs.
Yeah, turns out, some book magnate was spying on us the whole time. I don't know who that would be.
I have an idea.
What's yours?
I've said this to you before. My idea is, you know how birthday cakes have candles, and then you're like, oh, the wax will get on the cake. Birthday candles made of caramel. Ooh. It just melts onto the cake.
$1 million idea.
That is a great
idea.
Do
you eat the wick, though? What happens with the wick?
We don't.
It's an idea.
Seriously.
It's not a freaking finished product.
Well,
the wick is made of licorice. What do you want?
Yeah. That's actually pretty good. All right. See? That's all I wanted. That's all I needed. All
right, Jeremy, you have not been producing. Let's go. $1 million.
Yeah, I...
$1 million idea.
Eraser pants.
Pants
made of erasers in case you need to fix some mistakes.
Chalkboard or rubber?
Do you take them off to use them?
No, you just...
You do like that.
Dude.
But is it chalkboard eraser? Like you could go to the chalkboard.
I think you could do both. You could do regular erasers on the
front. For the listener, Mike just shook his head.
Dry erase on the sides.
And me now. That's great.
Eraser pants.
The front side is eraser, like pencil eraser. Back side is chalkboard eraser.
And then dry erase.
Yeah, what about the dry erase? That's on the side.
I was doing it anyway.
Okay, you guys like this idea way more than my birthday candle.
Yeah.
You had me at the licorice.
You had me.
I got two calls already. I don't know.
All pants are chalkboard erasers.
Oh, he
and
has a good point.
Too.
He has a very good point.
Huh? All pants are chalkboard erasers.
Yeah.
Not leather pants.
Which that's true.
Yeah. So his idea is pants not made of leather. I think we're already there.
You are off base because that's sort of my thing. Is leather pants.
I'm not
judging by those corduroys you've had since 1993.
Hey.
I was wearing leather pants in a Waffle House once, and I poured coffee on myself, and I was like, I could feel the heat of it, but not the wetness, because it's water. Actually, they were like vinyl. I'm sorry, they were vinyl pants. And I just was remarking, I was on drugs. I was remarking how interesting it was, that I could feel how the hot coffee, but not the... I think I ended up writing a poem about it. I'm not kidding.
Come on, it's time to get back to Talladega. Let's go. Come on, we got two more races. Come on. Look alive.
You actually wrote? What did you write
about?
I feel
like I probably did. Oh, no. Are you going to make fun of how I say poem? Poem?
She says poem fun, doesn't she? Poem.
Poem.
How do you guys say it?
Poem.
Poem.
No, yeah, but you say it the way you say it. Poem.
Wait, where are you from again?
North Carolina.
It's not a North Carolina thing. It's an Emily Gordon thing.
Oh,
it's just a poem.
Poem. I don't know where it's... I don't think it's that... Now I'm super
it's
self-conscious.
It's undeniably better than the way we say it.
I like a thing that rhymes. It's got words in it and pretty.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say from now on.
And pretty.
Yeah. I'll give you one real quick.
Okay.
Making lots of lefts. We are in the middle. This oval is black.
My uncle is the chaplain.
Wow. Wow. Holy shit. Slow clap. Yeah, that's a good slow clap. Oh, and snapping too? I like that.
I was just lucky enough to get a lot of feeling from your story.
Yeah,
to be
yeah.
able to write a poem about it.
Bitch.
That's Michael Morona in a nutshell. Sounds really nice, and he stabs
and
you in the back.
Boom! Get in there. I'll just call it poetry from now on. Because I don't say that weird, do I? Poetry? Now I don't
poetry.
Know how I'm saying anything.
Poetry.
Poetry.
There's a poetry farm down the street.
I think you're just going to... You're getting one off the top of the dome, aren't you?
Yeah. What? What are you saying?
Do a story.
What?
Do what a, you're going to do a poem.
Oh, I am? I'm doing it?
Dance, the monkey, dance! Do what we say.
I could. I feel the spark.
Okay, so this is a situation that was happening at the Waffle House. He, oh, you didn't think we were dating, he said to me. He sat across from me. I felt as scrambled as my eggs. I had worn my vinyl pants special and now was quite sweaty.
Aww. See, they don't all have to be happy.
I got nervous.
This morning.
The coffee, it tumbled like our love, which apparently never existed. Thank you.
Good.
That was that. No slow, no slow. Regular. Yeah, that was a rough time. At that Waffle House.
Yeah.
Vinyl pants. Don't wear vinyl pants. That's really the take-home message. Don't wear vinyl pants.
You should have been a PSA about that. He says, by the way.
Oh, we're all doing poems?
I want to hear you do a poem.
Okay.
I want everyone to stop saying it like I say it. I've trademarked it.
What? Do you mean Cool Whip? Cool Whip?
It's a funny Family Guy, huh?
Are you doing
it? I don't know how to... Okay.
I'll give you a scene. You're in college. Go.
Oh, but I thought we were all doing references from this podcast.
Oh, okay. That's good. I like that better.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Then
okay.
There's actually a rhyme and reason to it.
He's going back to Stipe with the pants. I bet you, right?
Okay.
He's going to Stipe with the pants.
He's going to Stipe right.
Raphael's got Ray-Bans. Michelangelo's got nostrils. Let's do some rails, bro. And then rail April O'Neil.
That was
very Michael Bay.
It was very Michael Bay.
Very Michael Bay. Trey Bay.
Camille's wiping tears off his face now.
It was very Michael Bay Day Wong.
Is that be called Bay Day Wong?
Bay Day Wong.
Is it poem time? Poem time?
It's poem time.
Poem.
We're almost done.
I have this one. Yeah, we are. I was late for class, and when I went in, the board was full. So I turned around and wiped it off with my ass.
Nice. Nice.
Thanks.
I can see where that was going.
I'm trying to sell it, you know. This is my way out of.
I can see where that was going.
Is there a poetry podcast? Because there really should be.
Sure, yeah. There's plenty. There's plenty. It's a category. Yeah.
I sat in the aisle row. You started staring at me. I pleaded with you not to sit in the middle, but you did. You smelled nice. My hands were clammy. You were big, bigger than me. I was uncomfortable. I couldn't switch seats. Fuck Southwest Airlines.
The title of that poem is an ode to Steve Agee.
Yeah, that's Steve, we love you.
You're the man. I saw you at Sketchfest last year, and you were quite funny. And you did
podcast?
A bit about farting.
He's doing a show tonight. You guys should come. You guys have your own show.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're doing it tonight, and he's on our show.
Mike can go.
You should come.
Yeah, come to our show tonight.
Mike can go.
Yeah, take Mike.
So tell us about video games.
Please.
Didn't do a poem.
When
you did not.
What are you talking about?
You started the poem.
Wow. A mantra.
It was a bit. Yeah, that was just the slow clap one. You know?
I guess we just left the Oval permanently, guys. We're no longer in
that
the racetrack.
That whole poem was about you, Emily.
Yeah. Wow.
I was so touched by it that I had to blank it out immediately. And sweet.
Favorite video game character who's abroad?
Oh, who's abroad? Right now, I'll go with Ellie from Last of Us, I think.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Favorite video game characters abroad?
I just changed my mind.
Who?
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Like a woman.
Like a broad, don't you mean?
I wanted to differentiate.
Very classy, but I'm more of a broad than a woman, I would say.
I like what's her Bayonetta. Do you know her?
Wow, that is out there, dude.
I beat
that game.
It's a great game.
It takes a long fucking time
to
beat.
It's a great game.
Oh, I'm just going to beat up demons for a while.
Yeah. With my hair.
And her clothes are made of her hair.
And her high heel guns.
Yeah.
I
bought the high heel guns. I did. Is there downloadable content for that show?
No, they're coming out with a sequel.
You have to. Oh, yeah. Then Bayonetta 2.
Yeah.
Now, what's your second choice? Now you
GLaDOS from Portal, which is a lady robot.
Lady Robot.
Favorite video game characters abroad?
I used to crush it with Katana.
Ooh, okay.
Katana's a great choice.
Mortal Kombat. Is she the one who's the butterface?
She had the blue.
Do you see her teeth or not see her teeth?
There's one that has a demon face and one that has a human face.
No, she had a human face.
Okay. So Melina was the one with the demon face.
Melina.
Yeah.
Right, I said that right.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Brad.
I don't know if I'm. I might be off
Thanks,
base.
Jeremy.
Did Donkey Kong have the because Miss Pac Man and Pac Man?
All right. Oh, so Miss Donkey Peach. Kong. You're looking for a Miss.
I'm
Donkey?
Looking for Miss Donkey Kong.
Diddy Kong.
That was a single family.
I just didn't know the name.
No,
Dixie.
The mother died in childbirth of Donkey Kong Jr.
Jeremy had a Craigslist misconnection for Dixie.
Yeah, never called. It was weird. I'm really lonely. You were throwing.
I saw you on the BART.
Yeah, you were throwing.
Actually, I wrote a poem for her, and she didn't. She didn't pick it up.
Give her some bananas.
A poem.
Potassium. Okay, so? Mine. Did you come up with yours yet? Is it Princess?
Yeah, Dixie Kong.
I had a backup even. Jeez. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you mean?
This is only my question.
I guess I like Kanoko from Oni. Do you remember that video game Oni? Yeah. He's looking it up right now because that's how old it is.
No.
I like. Fuck.
No.
I knew I had answers for these before.
Well, that's all the time we have.
I didn't have any. just making up stuff.
Okay.
He likes Miss Pac-Man. That's his favorite.
Yay.
I know. I'm very experienced.
She's got a bow on her head.
Yeah. Provider.
That's how you know vagina. That's the only way you would know vagina.
A pink bow. Vagina.
Wait. What if she was upside down and just facing down?
Oh.
that's, the bow.
That's dirty.
Oh, my God.
Vagina. That's just a drawing of a vagina.
Way to bring it back. I got a new one. My favorite video game characters abroad is Samus from Metroid.
Okay, thank that's you. A good one. It's a very good one.
See that? The only one that got claps. Favorite video game character? Who's a dude?
Favorite video game? You mean all of them?
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Remember, wow, this is almost the same as like, hey, what's your coolest guy you saw on PP?
Okay, least favorite video game character? Who's a dude?
Least favorite.
No, these are stupid questions.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I'm sure they're out there.
We don't have to switch genders.
No, I agree.
Like, ask another question.
No, let's structure the podcast. I agree.
Yeah, this is a good time to do it.
Let's not delineate it along gender lines.
Oh, yeah, so we go on an adventure every time. That's usually what we do. We are in San Francisco,
This is an adventure?
Yeah, this whole
thing is an adventure. You guys have fun so far?
What, climbing the steps to get to the punchline?
Why is this? We were saying you could have a good siege here. This is, if there's a siege of San Francisco, come to the punchline.
How many arrow towers do you have, and how many arrow towers are you upgrading right now? So that, because that's going to cost you a lot of gems.
It's a lot of resources, it's true. But it's worth it, I think.
It's just a lot of gems.
That's like 5 wood, 1 metal.
It's a great, like, if you guys ever play Gears of War Horde mode, this is a great level for Gears
There's
of War.
There's a lot of places
or the
to hide.
Zombies in Call of Duty.
And Ghost, whatever.
This works well if you've been to the punchline. If you have not, don't know.
For the listener, we are describing a walled compound within which we are recording.
And there's just one staircase that
one
you
entrance,
can come
that's
to.
Helpful.
One entrance,
yeah.
So that's what's great.
So we can
and
flank it.
Yeah, it's controlled by many sight lines from above.
Many sight lines and trees.
It looks similar to those castles in Game of Thrones.
It's a good place for an ambush.
It is a good place.
Yeah.
It's the Minas
Watch
Tirith
your step when you leave, guys. Okay.
Be careful.
Where are you guys? What are you guys going to do while you're here? That's going to be adventure. Anything?
I was going to go to Castro.
He wants to walk around.
I want to walk around nude in the Castro.
Someone told me about this great French restaurant in the Castro called.
Say
I
it.
Forget.
Are you doing a bit?
No, I'm not doing a bit.
No, I'm sure it was a bit because it was French restaurant in the Castro.
Yeah. No. No,
do they have plastic wrap so you can sit in the seats nude in the Castro?
Is that a thing?
I think so, right?
I think you have to bring your own placemat, right? If you walk around nude, they decide. Anybody? No one here is from San Francisco. I understand. But they passed. They said somebody sued and said you have to let me be nude, right?
Oh, I didn't know anything about this. You're allowed to be naked in San Francisco.
You have to be naked as you walk out the door. You can't be. You can't
commit to it.
Undress in public, but you can walk out the door naked.
You can't pull a stipe. But
you can't pull a stipe. Right.
You can pull a stipe, which is indoors.
Indoors.
You can pull a stipe inside a Winnebago. You can't stipe out, you know, out on the street.
You can't stipe anywhere, you know?
These days. The laws have just gotten so much tighter since
the 90s. Look at him and go, he's not my stipe.
Do not encourage him.
Thank you.
Your dad jokes. What are you doing right now?
These guys are taking out money for you. That was so good.
You going to tip them?
It's like $60 they're giving me.
Yeah. Thanks for the money, guys.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
We'll meet you later.
No. Okay, cool.
Well, how about some plugs? What do you guys got for us?
We have a podcast called The Indoor Kids on the Nerdist Network.
Which is awesome.
Download it. I am on Twitter at Kamel N.
I am on Twitter at The Gynomite.
What does that come from? Was that like from the...
I took burlesque dance classes.
Do you remember Dynomite for the NES?
Gyromite
for the NES. Do you remember Robbie the robot?
Yeah, absolutely.
I never got, like, I only ever did the one that didn't use the robot.
They didn't work.
They sucked, right?
Yeah, I mean, their job was to deliver.
Not like your podcast, which is awesome.
Yes, that's true. So that was my dance. That was my dance name, and then I just slowly took it on as like a thing.
All total handle.
Gynomite. You have to say it like that.
Gynomite.
In case you were curious. And we're at Indoor Kids on Twitter.
Yeah.
You guys talk about video games.
Yeah.
And other stuff.
Mostly video games. Indoors. So we talk about movies
and
a little bit.
Trivia, our name is a reference to Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, we're the indoor kids.
Yeah. The indoor kids.
That's
very cool.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And I was on it once, and it was wonderful. I was on it.
I thought you were saying the state. I didn't know what you were.
He was too young to be on that show.
Yeah, it's true. That's probably true.
Otherwise, you would have been like, oh, I remember you from the state when you were on it.
No, you were a kid.
I figured I could hang out and have some dinner with you if it was all right with you, Mrs. Cochise. That was my favorite one.
It's not often that a sketch group gets to have such success and break up and reform and metastasize in other cities like so many cancer tumors, but here we are laughing at cancer.
I can't figure out if you're
welcome to our life.
Positive or negative?
No, not at all.
That comedy spreads, man.
You just say cancer several times.
Right? I did.
Yeah.
All know that Mike has his good moments and his sad moments.
Yeah, no, I'm still in the January depression.
It is February 1st.
Be happy now.
If it's February 1st, then tomorrow is Groundhog Day.
Is that your birthday?
Well, is that when you'll be sending me the earliest birthday text ever?
I've been texting Danny happy birthday on February 2nd for about 10 years.
Not his birthday.
My birthday's
on the 8th.
On the 8th.
It's not on the 2nd.
He waited to tell me that. I just thought it was...
Like, you didn't have the heart to tell him for a bunch of years, you know? You always do that.
He didn't return the gifts, though.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's right.
He didn't return the gifts.
No. When's your birthday?
I'm a Libra.
I don't know what that means.
September 27th.
All right, then. When's everybody's birthday? Let's go around.
Yeah. One by one.
What about Meltdown, you guys?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Here? Oh, yeah. And if you're in L.A., come see The Meltdown, a show that I host with my friend Jonah Ray that Emily produces. It's in the back of a comic book store called Meltdown Comics. And we're doing 8 episodes for Comedy Central starting next week.
Yeah. Starting Wednesday.
Starting Wednesday.
8 episodes for Comedy Central.
Is it all about... comics? It's about your guest. You guys discuss comics.
It's just a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah, stand-up comedy.
So it has nothing to do with comics.
Who's your first upcoming guest?
We're not allowed to say. But we got some great ones.
But let's say it rhymes with
Michael Stipe.
George Carlin.
Yep, we got a pretty big budget.
Brought him back from the
dead. He's going to be a hologram.
It's a hologram, yeah.
Damn!
Tupac is the second guest. we have an amazing, amazing lineup. We should find out if we can say.
Sorry, we're not allowed to say.
We're not allowed. But you guys are, anytime you're in LA, you're welcome to come by.
You guys can go to the Meltdown and figure it out for yourselves online.
Yeah, come by.
Or if any of you are in New York, you can come to Jeremy's apartment and try and disrupt our next recording of this podcast.
You are invited.
I'll hand out
tickets. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll sell those tickets.
Nobody want them. You can scalp them.
Thank you
guys so much for coming out. Visit our website, theadventuresofdannyandmike.com. Our Twitter's @DannyandMike. D. Tamborelli.
It should
Michael
be Mike
Cimarroni.
And Danny, but it,
well, it
at
was
this point.
For once tonight. Thanks so much for coming. Yeah. Slow clap.